I can't save any money. I'm always giving it away. Why? Does that sound like you? It used to sound like me. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Mentally Financial. I'm your boy, Gary B. Here I talk about money management in 10 minutes or less for beginners. So sit back and take some notes. I got you. On today's episode, I will be talking about financial boundaries. So let's take a quick break and I'll be right back. Peace. This is Mentally Financial. I'm your host, Gary B. Just sit back and let's get into this episode. Welcome back to Mentally Financial. I'm your host, Gary B. Let's talk about these six ways to set financial boundaries for beginners. First thing, what are financial boundaries? All right, the definition of financial boundaries, everybody, pretty much is you need to learn how to set clear expectations around how you engage your money and how you allow your money to affect your relationships, pretty much. So what it's saying is, hey, you have to understand this is your money and you need to do what makes you comfortable with it, okay? So with that being said, let's talk about some examples. Some examples of financial boundaries is creating and adhering to a budget. Limiting how much you spend on the things you want versus the things you need. Saying no to someone who frequently borrows money from you. I know we all done had that before, that person who just keeps coming back and they don't know how to handle their own money. So we have to put boundaries on things like that. Offering to cover specific, expenses for someone instead of handling it yourself. You know how sometimes we give money to somebody because they say, hey, I need to borrow this or I need to borrow that. And we just give them the cash instead of doing it ourselves to see if that's what they're really doing it, using it for, whatever you want to say. Those are what boundaries are. You have to start putting boundaries on the things that you do when it comes to your money. Okay. So that's what that is all about. Now, with that being said, let's talk about why boundaries are important. Okay. Setting boundaries is one of those empowering skills. It makes you feel good because you set something and you achieve it. You know how everybody got a bucket list? Well, not all of us, but some of us got bucket lists and we try to check things off as we do them. Well, that's the same thing when it comes to financial boundaries. You have to be able to, feel comfortable with putting limits on things and and putting things in perspective because you want to achieve your financial goals. And if you keep giving it away or doing stuff for other people, you're forgetting about yourself. You know what I'm saying? So things like, hey, I want to buy me a house in a year. So, you got to start saving. You know what I'm saying? So when you start saving for that house, or you may want to save for a vacation, or you may want to start paying down debt. Well, you got to learn to set boundaries for yourself. Because like I said, if you just keep giving and being that big baller that you're not, you're going to call yourself not to have any money in the end. OK, so setting financial boundaries can help you feel positive and feel good about yourself when you can look in the bank and see that money there. OK, so that's pretty much what it's all about. You got to set the boundaries and you got to make them happen because it's you. It's all about you. So let's talk about six ways that you can set these boundaries, okay? And you have to understand that these are your boundaries. So don't be afraid to be real about them, okay? All right, six ways to set financial boundaries for beginners. Number one, figure out what's outside of your money comfort zone. All right, you know that it's gonna cost you $1,000 to take this vacation you wanna go on, all right? But hey, somebody says, hey, can you lend me a couple of dollars? I'll pay you back in a little bit. And you say, okay, but I'm saving this money for my vacation. So I need it back on a specific date. I need this money back. And let's say they don't give it back to you. Then what do you do? You see what I'm saying? So you got to be able to figure out what is comfortable for you. If you don't think that you can give that money and it's going to make you comfortable or you can handle it, they don't give you the money back, then you don't need to give it. Number two, get clear on what you want. You have to be clear on what you want. Do you want to save for a house? Do you want to pay off debt? Do you want to get a car? Do you want to get a house? Or do you just want to save something for emergency? You have to put that clear boundary. You know what I'm saying? You have to be very focused and straight on what you want to do. All right. That's number two. Number three, you got to start early. You got to start putting this in, you know, into work. Don't just talk about it, be about it. You know, if you have a certain plan in mind, start working on it now. Don't say, well, oh, I'll do it next week or I'll do it the week after that. No, start doing it now. Start early so you can build the boundaries and get everything in place for yourself. Okay. Number four, provide context. Now, I don't really like this one because it's almost like you got to explain to somebody else about your money. You know how when people say, well, I know you got it. Give it to me. Let me borrow it. No, you don't know my pocket like you think you do. So you got to make them understand you have priorities and they need to get priorities straight. You know what I'm saying? So you need to provide context. You don't have to tell them everything that you're trying to do with your money because it's your money. But you also have to get them to understand that, hey, you're doing what's good for you. Okay. Number five, rebrand yourself. Get away from all that negative stuff. Get away from them people that's trying to leech off of you or always asking for this or always asking for that. Because if you keep yourself in that environment, what you going to do? You're going to keep giving. You're going to keep falling into that trap, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You're going to keep falling into that trap. So you have to rebrand yourself. And that takes me into number six, because after you rebrand yourself, be prepared for pushback. Because you're going to have them same people say, hey, you used to do this for me. You used to do that for me. You can't do it no more. You're too good now. You better than me. No, it's not that I'm better than you. I have my priorities. I'm trying to get things straight for me. I'm trying to live a better life. I want to get things. Not saying that you don't, but it seems like you always coming at me about my money. So you have to be prepared for that, y'all. So with that being said, like I said, the six ways to set financial boundaries are: figure out what you want outside of the money comfort zones. Figure out what your comfort zone is. Number two, get clear on what you want. Number three, start early. Number four, provide context. Number five, rebrand yourself, okay? And number six, be prepared for the pushback, y'all. So, hey, I don't know what else to tell you, but if you follow those six steps, you will have a brighter future, y'all. And keep it real with yourself, okay? Well, like I always say, I do the research. You just gotta follow, y'all. Hey, you know, like I always say also, hey, follow me on all of your favorite podcast networks. I'm your boy, Gary V. I'll see you in the next episode. Love ya. Peace. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Gary V. Hey, this is the last show for season three. Season four starts April 30th, 2023, y'all. Hey, but I do have a bonus show for you next week. Emergency funds. What is it? And why it matters. So you definitely need to check in next week, tune in to what I got to say, because hey, I'm going to be bringing you some good information. So until then, I'll talk to you next week. This is your boy Gary B, Mentally Financial. I'm out. Peace.